Scanlon, Gibbs, and Bell.
And you know, if you're mid-pack right now trying to make your way to the front, what do you do? Because it's just slowed down in front of you. You can't use up your tires getting there. The half lead for Larson, half a car lane.
I think you could throw a blanket over the top 15 cars. We have seven. Now eight rows, two by two. Larson now retakes the lead.
Well, we know why, but it's sure fun to watch as they battle side by side, very deep into the pack. Now Larson will lead Gibbs off turn two.
Justin Haley's made it up toward the top 15 here right now, but not subject to change any lap. Denny Hamlin leads, it's Gibbs, or rather Kyle Larson leads, then it's Gibbs, then it's Hamlin. And Mark, there is some synchronicity to this right now. People are taking turns. No one wants to go out and be the rabbit. 17.7 was the last lap for the leader.
Unbelievably, Doug, they could be about to back it down to 18 seconds, and that is unheard of a race pace here in Thunder Valley. And again, trying to protect their right sides, Larson is out front, and he has led this race four times now for 14 laps.
We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
During that 10 seconds, Ty Gibbs come up and took the lead. The top five looked like this. It's Ty Gibbs, Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Josh Berry.
O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Problems in turn three here. Chase Elliott slid up the racetrack, and he got into a couple of other cars. It looks like Zane Smith was also involved in that, and that'll bring out our fifth yellow flag of the day. Nobody got turned around, but, Mark, we started seeing almost exactly at the same time four or five cars breaking loose and losing traction.
It was like a carom shot on the billiard table. Also involved there, Daniel Hemric, and that is going to be the fifth yellow flag in this Food City 500. And a pretty scary moment, but one of these moments where a lot of the guys up front, Doug, are going, thank goodness we get to whoa this thing down. They had backed it down to 17.8 second laps as, again, they were trying to find a pace to protect their right side tires. Want to remind you that today's broadcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. They also sponsor Garage Pass, where I bring you a daily dose of NASCAR news throughout the week. And again, Progressive Insurance reminds you, you can protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Caution here at Bristol Motor Speedway. 178 laps complete of our 500. Communication I've never heard on the radio before from Kyle Larson and crew chief Cliff Daniels. Kyle Larson's opinion of what's happening with the right side tires, he feels like we should actually throw a red flag, park the cars, let NASCAR put that PJ1. Cliff Daniels said it wouldn't take that much time to spray the track, let it settle, and then get to racing. This is a big issue on pit road, but right now there's no communication, according to Cliff Daniels, on what they could do with the right side tires if they're going to get the extra set that we know Goodyear is already mounting up but has not been released if extra tires will be given to the teams.
That's great intel, Wendy. By the way, Chase Elliott was in that mix, not to the extent that we thought he was, but Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daniel Hemric seemed to get the worst out of this little altercation up there, and Chase Elliott got brushed up a little bit in the back of the pack. It's our fifth yellow flag of the day, and Mark, NASCAR has shown right now they're going to stretch these yellows. They're going to milk as much of this race under the yellow flag as they possibly can, because what they do is they bring out these little Elgin sweeper trucks, and they're trying to get that dust and that tire rubber up off the racetrack, because it's not going into the track. It's just pulverizing and then collecting up in the turns.
Trying to kill two birds with one stone. They're cleaning the racetrack and they're burning some laps, and I think we're going to need that with the tire wear we are seeing. Let's go back down to Brett McMillan.
Hey, Chase Elliott was saying that they're going so slow that basically the track is making it more difficult. He said it's basically at the beginning of that wreck that the car kind of jerked up the hill because the speed is so slow. That's the handling issue we had that caused the beginning of that last incident.
You know, Doug, these cars, you and I have done the NASCAR experience. They're so good at making them turn left. You go into the corner, and that banking takes the car and nearly jerks it to the left right out of your hand. You don't have to do a whole lot. So you can see what Chase Elliott's talking about. If you don't have that speed, it doesn't hook up and move to the left like it normally does. Let's go to Brad Gilley.
Mark, this might be one of the more important sets of tires that come off of these race cars. They just made about a 35-lap run under green, and it's really interesting to hear the comments on the radio. You know, we're having to go out here and do some Mickey Mouse stuff, or this feels like we're plate racing. But they were well off the pace, obviously trying to conserve tires, and the teams now are wondering, what does this set look like? Because they don't feel like they wore them down to the cords, and this is going to change it for a lot of teams. It will give them an idea of just how hard they can run. Whether that was too soft or whether they can go harder, we're about to find out after this set of pit stops.
50 laps since the last pit stop. Ty Gibbs leads them onto the pit lane. Wendy Venturini.
I know Josh Berry's report was don't touch the race car. He's happy with it. Despite the slow speeds everybody's having to do here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Kyle Larson's going to come down. Cliff Daniels is waiting to see what that right side tire is going to look like as well. It's mostly Joey Logano right here in front of me. He's coming in for four tires. Kyle Larson takes four tires as well. Brad Gilley.
The field who's pitted on the front stretch is now making their way around. My first car in that. Sixth place running Brad Keselowski eases into his pit box right now. It's going to be a routine four-tire change. Denny Hamlin coming in as well as Justin Haley. Again, a routine four-tire change. They will top him off with Sunoco Race Fuel. Brett McMillan.
Martin Truex Jr. is in. A routine four-tire change for him. No adjustments. We'll take a look at the tires once they get off and see how they look.
So coming off the pit lane, Chris Buescher picks up four spots. Ty Gibbs second, Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, Todd Gilliland up 12 spots to fifth, then Kyle Larson followed by Joey Logano as we go back to Wendy Venturini.
I'm looking at the right side tires off of Kyle Larson's car. I do not see any cords. I'm about a foot away from crew chief Cliff Daniels. He's checking them out with his bare hands right now. They look a little bit better than the last time, so this could have been a matter of the drivers backing up their drivability out there and the speeds out there, but no cords this time around.
Well, there was no doubt about it. I mean, you could almost tell without the benefit of a stopwatch that they were slowing down. Back over to Brad Gilley.
Yeah, that's the same on my end of pit road. These look like normal tires coming off of the race car right now. Denny Hamlin lost a bunch of spots. Justin Haley is pitted right between Brad Keselowski and Denny Hamlin. Hamlin is the first pit box on the front straightaway side. Haley keeps having to drive around Hamlin. The back of his car was sticking out. When Denny backed up to go around, he ended up stalling the race car. One interesting thing thing as well. You talk about all the powder from the tires that is up on the racetrack. Well, when these tires come off of the race cars, it dumps a bunch of powder here on pit road. This is the dirtiest I have ever seen pit road. Wendy Venturini.
Okay, my report's changing on this side of pit road. Josh Berry's four tires are off his race car. Cords are showing on the right front for the four of Josh Berry. Also cords showing on Joey Logano's machine on his right front. So different drivers are showing different wear. Not as bad as the last time out there, but we do have cords on our right side tires.
We've had 12 different leaders, 31 lead changes already. We still have 316 laps to go. Doug, you said the record was?
40. 1991, 40 lead changes. I feel like that's definitely in jeopardy here today.
Absolutely, because I think, Doug, the trick is to get out front, and how much can you back it down without getting run over? It's going to be a little bit of a trick. You're going to have to sometimes give and take the lead back and forth, and I think we'll see that the rest of the afternoon till we get back to the final 50, 75 laps, and then they'll go after it as hard as they can, again, still trying to protect the right side tire.
I mean, we're nearly two-fifths of the way through this race, and I'm going to be honest, I don't have a feel for who's really good and who may be out to lunch because of the kind of hiccup nature of how we've had to conduct this race.
No doubt about it. Stop and go, the tire issues, everything going on here. And want to remind you, the All-Star Race is coming up at North Wilkesboro Speedway. They've got a great ticket. $259. It's a week-long ticket package, two nights of Z-Max Cars Tour, late models, the NASCAR Pit Crew Challenge, all the practice, all the qualifying sessions, two concerts, Trackside Live with Kenny Wallace and John Roberts, and then five NASCAR races.
And if you buy that before April 1st, you also get a free Dale Jr. diecast car. We hope to see you back up at North Wilkesboro Speedway for their second time around with the All-Star Race on the brand new pavement at North Wilkesboro Speedway. And right now they're still creeping around under the yellow flag. Mark, I did learn a couple of cool things today when I got to go down and wave the green flag. There's a great big piece of tape up on the flag stand that shows when the stage breaks are. So they never have to doubt 125, 250, and the rest of it. Kind of thought that was neat. And the flag stand here moves around. It when the cars come by, it wobbles a little bit.
So you felt the thunder.
I did feel the thunder, and I was kind of glad to come down back off there and not feeling anymore. It was a great experience. Appreciate the folks here at Bristol Motor Speedway and the people at Food City for giving up that spot and let me go at it today.
I'm surprised you didn't bring any cake back to the booth.
There's been cake today. I've had ample birthday cake here at Bristol. This is my birthday on St. Patrick's Day. I got one in the media center today. Bristol Motor Speedway delivered a bundt cake up here to the booth. I have had happy birthday sang to me by Caitlin Vinci and by Noah Peters, the guy that did the national anthem in the media center. I've had a full day for my birthday here in Bristol.
What is a bundt cake? I've never known what that is.
It's like the one that we've got right up here.
But why do they call it a bundt cake?
Because they're not taking the swing and strike. They're just bunting at it. All right. Let's give you the top 10 here. It's Chris Buescher, Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, Todd Gilliland, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, John Hunter Nemechek, Brad Keselowski, Josh Berry, and Ryan Blaney. That top 10 brought to you by Liberty University, where you can win one of several scholarships in the LU 24 $74,000 scholarship giveaway. Go to liberty.edu/24. They are going to extend this yellow. So let's give you the rest of the top 20 here. It will be Ryan Preece in 11th, 12th, Daniel Suarez, Chase Briscoe is 13th, Justin Haley 14th, Kaz Grala 15th, 16th, Alex Bowman, Corey LaJoy 17th, Michael McDowell 18th, 19th, Chase Elliott, and 20th is Eric Jones.
So again, 11 leaders, 30 lead changes in this race, or 31 now we're being listed at again, 28 drivers still on the lead lap of a very bizarre race that we have not got a clue how this thing is going to end. I'm Mark Carroll with Doug Rice, Rob Albright, turns one and two, our pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan. Boy, are they busy this afternoon. Lights are out. The pace car, it'll be heading to pit road. We're getting set to go back to green flag racing with 61 laps to go in stage number two of the Food City 500. NASCAR has released now an extra set of tires. Green flag is back out. Chris Buescher on the outside trying to fight off Christopher Bell, who's down on the yellow line.
A few different faces up front. New race leader Chris Buescher over Bell. Martin Truex Jr. third. Larson is fourth.
Past winner here at Bristol, Christopher Bell leads, and then next in line it's our Christopher Buescher leads, and it's Chris Bell trying to get around him.
Bell goes to work on the inside of Buescher off turn two. Buescher will have the advantage entering turn number three, but Bell all over his back bumper.
Chris Buescher out front. His mom would prefer Christopher. He likes Chris. He's trying to hold off Christopher Bell. Here comes Martin Truex Jr.
Two Christophers and a Martin up front. They're about five car lengths ahead of the third place fight. Now that's between Kyle Larson and John Hunter Nemechek.
Buescher leads. It's Bell in second. Third place right now is going to be Martin Truex Jr. Ford, a pair of Toyotas, and it's the Chevy of Kyle Larson. John Hunter Nemechek riding in fifth.
Things single file all the way back to the eighth position. That's where Brad Keselowski will do battle with the car of Daniel Suarez. He's moving forward.
John Hunter Nemechek now trying to ride around the outside of Kyle Larson. Looks like he'll get it done. Now here comes Logano and Todd Gilliland.
Nemechek having a good day as we approach the halfway point of this race, side by side with Kyle Larson for that fourth position.
Halfway will be the stage two break, by the way, as Buescher leads Bell, Truex. Nemechek is going to slide around Larson on the outside and pick up fourth.
Things sort of calm at the moment with the front eight running nose to tail, single file on the bottom of the racetrack. Suarez the only one up top.
He's trying to battle Josh Berry for the eighth spot. First time today Suarez has been in the lead pack. He is now up, as we see it, 20 spots.
So how hard do you work if you're Daniel Suarez and the guy right in front of him, Todd Gilliland, who's also moved up to the top side as he's working on Logano?
We'll see if anybody wants to challenge for the lead here. Bell rides second behind Buescher.
Momentarily, it was Joey Logano who went to the outside of Kyle Larson. Now he thinks better of it and drops back behind. It is now Josh Barrett and Todd Gilliland battling side by side for seventh.
Again, they're backing down the speed. 16.8 second laps now as they work their way back to 17 seconds. Again, trying to whoa down enough to save the right side tires.
Just outside the top 10, it is Briscoe, Chase Briscoe. He's working to the outside of his teammate, Ryan Preece, for position.
I've been watching Brad Keselowski all day, Mark. He's hung out between 5th and 10th all day. I just get a sense that old veteran out there is pacing himself, trying to stay out of trouble, but also not pushing the issue.
Kind of easing his way up now. He moves around Todd Gilliland, moved Keselowski now up to 8th. And, Doug, do you think this race maybe is playing to a Josh Berry, a late-model driver? This is what they do. They are in a tire-saving mode just about all the way through when he's running like a Cars Tour event.
And Josh Berry's also got a really good car here today, too. I think that has a lot to do with it. But you're right, Mark. This may play to a little bit of that savvy. Battle for the lead here, Rob Albright. Seabell says, enough of this. I'm going to swing around and get past Buescher.
So one Christopher gives up the lead to Christopher Bell over Buescher. Buescher about to lose second now to Martin Truex Jr., who works to his outside.
13 leaders now, 32 lead changes. Here is Bell leading them out of turn four, and immediately Truex starts to reel him in.
Black, white, and Irish green, the third place driver. That is John Hunter Nemechek. Near disaster in turn two. A car very slow. That is Justin Haley.
Haley went up the track, and Ryan Blaney was in a big hurry also out there last time. Daniel Suarez caught a shot from Ryan Blaney on the exit of two. Bell takes him back to two.
So mid-pack, it's a real hornet's nest. Things slowly sorting out in among the top ten. There's single file.
Suarez is backing through the field, and there's a log jam back there. Corey LaJoie, along with Suarez. Chase Elliott is in that mess. So is Eric Jones, Ty Gibbs, Harrison Burton, Alex Bowman, and Bubba Wallace.
So Gibbs trying to find some clean racing place to work. He moves to the outside of the racetrack. He now puts a bumper to Chase Elliott on the bottom side.
Chase Elliott down on the bottom of the racetrack right now, trying to find any kind of racing room. Can't do it. He's got Ty Gibbs planted to his outside.
Right in front of them, Suarez is the one who's been backsliding. So Ty Gibbs says, that's fine. I'll just drive around you. And in the process, he'll go around Corey LaJoie and work on Briscoe.
Brad Keselowski looking for a twofer. He overpowers the Josh Berry machine on the outside and flies by his teammate, Chris Buescher.
Buescher leading laps just a few laps ago, has now slid back to the eighth position, about to lose that to Kaz Grala.
Mark, there is a little bit of irony here that a lot of people, including the drivers, have been asked for a tire that falls off. Well, careful what you ask for. They're getting it here today as there's a lot of tire fall off. And it feels like they're starting to get their arms wrapped around this situation. We'll back up. We'll save the tires, because you heard all of our pit reporters last time say those tires didn't look anything like the tires that came off in the previous fourth caution.
You notice, Doug, they're trying to hug the inside line now, staying in the resin. Maybe that will help the tire wear. And Rob Albright just mentioned Kaz Grala. That's a surprise. He's running in the eighth spot, looking pretty racy.
Yeah, Kaz will work his way now down into turn number one. He's on the back bumper of Josh Berry. Just took a position away from Todd Gilliland. Right in front of Berry is the guy we've been talking about a lot. That's Brad Keselowski. He's just showing a lot of patience.
Oh, talking about Kaz Grala, drops under Josh Berry. He will pick up another spot. That's going to move Grala, I believe, up the seventh, Rob.
He is riding in the seventh position. Next up on his hit list will be the car of Brad Keselowski, that bright orange machine, as he dives into three.
Meanwhile, out front, Christopher Bell now beginning to get a little bit of heat from Martin Truex Jr. 40 laps to go here in stage number two.
Things spread out among the top five. Bell's lead over Truex, about two car lengths, five back to Nemechek, five more back to Logano, another three back to Larson.
Seems like everyone's kind of calmed down their pace here. Top 10 here with lap 210. Christopher Bell, Martin Truex Jr., John Hunter Nemechek, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson. And it's Brad Keselowski, Kaz Grala, Josh Berry, Ty Gibbs, and Todd Gilliland rounding out the top 10.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today and get started. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back here at Bristol, 220 laps down, 500 make up the race, 280 to go. And Rob Albright, we've got Christopher Bell leading, Truex riding second. It seems like collectively these drivers have decided, okay, we're going to ease up a little bit and just let this race unfold.
And then you have a couple of guys that will get impatient and just start picking up positions. That's what Ty Gibbs has done over the last 8 or 10 laps. He's moved up about 10 spots. He's now riding fourth, so it's three Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas occupying the top four spots, separated only by the third-place car of John Hunter Nemechek.
We still have 28 cars on the lead lap. The first car one lap down is Austin Cindric. Kyle Busch is next in line, and he is a single lap down. So we'll watch the distance between Cindric and Kyle Busch as they try to fight their way back into that lucky dog position. Watching right now, Christopher Bell's DeWalt machine leads Truex, but Truex wants to peek to the inside as they roll into turn three. Truex down on the bottom of the racetrack, and he made that look easy, Rob Albright.
I don't know if there was communication maybe between spotters and drivers, and Truex's spotter may have told him, Bell's going to give you the lead. Let you set the pace for just a little bit while, but they both seem content with that move.
That is the 33rd lead change here today at Bristol, and we are not halfway. So I think now, Mark, that the drivers have kind of identified, okay, we've got to race a certain way. It was the wild, wild west for the first 50 laps. Everybody's figured out what they need to do now, and they've adapted.
And they're trying to protect the right side front and rear tire, Doug. And again, we're looking at them backing down now. The leader running 17-second laps. Everybody else 17-1, 17-2. They are in a protect mode.
As we watch Brad Keselowski now, who's been a solid fixture all day long in the top five. He got around Chris Buescher. He has moved up to fourth in that King's Hawaii machine. And we've got problems off of turn two. It's going to be Kyle Busch spins around, and he'll bring out the sixth yellow of the day. Looked like, from this vantage point, maybe a solo spin there for Kyle Busch, but it brings out the yellow nonetheless for the sixth time today here in the Food City 500. There's no limit to the fun and excitement to be had at Texas Motor Speedway for a triple header weekend in 2024. All three NASCAR series will take to the track for a Texas-sized weekend of racing action. 2024 is going to be bigger and better than ever, with more camping fun for everyone, including an incredible camper shindig like only Texas can do. 3 days jam-packed with racing action and a no-limits experience you'll only get at Texas Motor Speedway.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Shell Rotella Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shell Rotella provides triple action to help control wear, deposits, and emissions, and adapts to your driving conditions. Right now, save $5 on all 1 gallon Shell Rotella products. Limits apply. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kyle Busch involved in the spin brings out caution flag number 6 on the day here in the Food City 500. From Bristol, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
We're back at Bristol Motor Speedway with this PRN broadcast of the Food City 500. Don't forget, next week we're going to be in Austin, Texas at the Circuit of the Americas. On Saturday we have Cup Series qualifying at 10:30 Eastern Time. Then we have the Focused Health 250 at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. Then at 2:30 Sunday, it's the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix.
Always love going down there, world-class facility outside of Austin, Texas, and we have a lot of fun broadcasting that. We have to take not a small army, but a big army of folks because it is such a big racetrack. And Alan Cavana will be working with us next week in a turn capacity along with a lot of other folks. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a great time when we head down to Austin, Texas.
So currently Martin Truex Jr. is out front. He's had a decent start to the season, 15th in the Daytona 500, 12th at Atlanta, along with, of course, Las Vegas, then, or rather 12th at Atlanta, then 7th place finishes at Las Vegas and Phoenix. And again, he's led 4 out of the 5 opening races, Doug, so it looks like he's gotten 2024 off to a pretty solid start. As far as Bristol's concerned, boy, could he use a little luck here. Only 4 top 10s and 34 starts for Martin Truex Jr. here in Thunder Valley.
Not been a great place for him. Mark, we talked a little bit about Kaz Grala, who's riding around in 9th right now. Josh Berry, he qualified on the front row, but he's hung around in the high rent district. He's not been languishing around in the back. He got back there one time through the pit stop rotation, but he's been a solid top 10 car today. And as we talked about yesterday in our qualifying show, it's a guy that desperately could use just a little bit of daylight. If he can come out of here with a top 10, Josh Berry will consider this a win.
And, Doug, I really think that this race is playing to his strength. Again, that late model background, when you run a 150-lap race, and I think either you don't get to change tires, or most times maybe just outside tires, right side tires, you've got to manage tires just about all race until it comes to giddy-up time at the end. So this may be playing to some experiences that Josh Berry, as a Cars Tour champion and a short track champion, just might play into his hands. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
5 laps before that caution, Kyle Busch reported that his tires were gone, and he just lost it right there when he went for a spin just a few laps ago. We're patiently waiting for the cars to come down pit road, but we're hearing a lot of people that are going to put on their scuff tires. One of them being Christopher Bell has a qualifying set with 3 lap scuffs. We only have 4 sets of tires left back here, so it will be scuffs this time around for Christopher Bell. Brad Gilley.
Yeah, scuff tires on my end as well for some drivers. John Hunter Nemechek, who's currently running in the 5th spot, that's what's up on the wall for them. Brad Keselowski, meanwhile, just in front of him, he's got a set of sticker tires that they have on the wall ready to go right now. And this is going to be an interesting scenario because we're winding it down toward the end of stage number 2. And this racing's about to be different, maybe only for 10 laps or less, because they're going to be able to get after it. Brett McMillan.
Well, the teams are all noting that NASCAR is running as many laps as possible under the caution. And Ryan Blaney, one of the guys, started at the front, but he struggled. Said he really needs some help in the turns. He also is going to put some scuffs on.
Pit road is open. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Christopher Bell and crew chief Adam Stevens, they gave him kudos for being disciplined on saving those right side tires. He's been a little bit free, but he feels pretty good in the race car. No adjustments. Like I said, it's 3 lap scuff tires, and it's just the right side. Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin's crew is ready for him to come in. Scuff tires in their hand. Justin Haley's crew just called an audible. Scuff tires ready to go over the wall for them. I mentioned Brad Keselowski. They have a set of sticker tires they're going to jump over the wall with. They're coming in on my end of pit road. Brad Keselowski slides in. Right in front of him, John Hunter Nemechek. 4 tires, Sunoco race fuel. Brett McMillan.
Martin Truex Jr. is already in. They've gone around to the right side of his car. And a matter of fact, they're looking at a 4-tire change for him. And they're doing a 4-tire change. It is Ryan Blaney. They've gone around to the right side of his car. They're putting scuffs on for him on the right side. And he goes with a 2-tire change and a 5.2-second stop. They said, you can go hard, but not long to the end of the stage.
So, again, first off, Christopher Bell, Nemechek, Logano, Hamlin, Larson. That is the top 5. And, oh, by the way, Doug Rice, Salty Doxy Mama has tweeted that the reason they call it a bunt cake, it is baked in a bunt pan.
There you go. So we have one back here that is
But
not,
what is a bunt pan? I'm going to go.
It's a pan with a hole in the middle.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
I got it. Thank you.
You've never watched my Big Greek Wedding, have you?
No, I have not. Okay.
You need to watch that, and you'll know more about
it. I now know everything I need to know about
You need to know a lot more. But anyway, Mark, one of the points that we need to make here, this is the same tire that Goodyear brought here last year when we ran on the concrete. This is not some grand experiment or let's put this out here and hope this works. Something about the racetrack has changed fundamentally. But as we watch, I think each one of these race teams, as this race goes on, will adapt. Frankly, I feel like the racing has been really entertaining. I don't have a problem with it. I'm sure Goodyear did release all those tires. We watched the tire busters rolling them out of the Goodyear building down between turns 1 and 2. Let's go back down to pit lane to Brad Gilley.
Well, sitting here at John Hunter's pit, they had 4 tires ready to go for that number 42 Toyota Camry XSE. They made a 2-tire change for him. Corey LaJoie is running out front right now. They had put on scuffs the last time around, by the way. They stayed out. This is going to be really interesting.
Oh, that did not work. Remember, Tyler Reddick tried that early on. He got ate up, and we got a quick yellow flag. So LaJoy and Hosovar, teammates at Spire Motorsports, they last pitted on lap 182, and we're now completing lap 237. This could not be a happy ending for those two.
And it's not happy for Ryan Blaney right now, caught speeding on the pit lane, so he's having to make the obligatory trip down pit road, and he will wind up at the back of the pack. It'll be one to go when they get back here. So tough break here for Ryan Blaney, the pole sitter, speeding on pit road, and now you got to try to decide, do I really go hard and try to use my tires up to get some of that position back?
Yeah, that is going to be a tiptoe dance for Ryan Blaney. Take your shots where you can, save your tires where you can. That will not be an easy task for the reigning NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Let's set the field here for you. Some teams did not come to pit road. Corey LaJoy did not pit. He'll be the race leader. Carson Hosovar is second. Christopher Bell third. John Hunter Nemechek fourth. Fifth to Ryan Blaney. Sixth, Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin is seventh. Eighth will be Kyle Larson. Martin Truex Jr. ninth. And 10th at the moment, Kaz Grala.
Ty Gibbs is going to be scored 11th. Blaney now took the opportunity to take on a little more gas this time down pit road. So Gibbs is 11th. 12th, Brad Keselowski. The rest of our top 20 is going to be Josh Berry, Daniel Suarez, Bubba Wallace, Michael McDowell, Alex Bowman, Chris Buescher, Ryan Preece, and Chase Briscoe.
Not that many laps to go in this stage. Only a dozen laps to go here in stage number two. And on the break, it is going to be Corey LaJoy getting away with a big push from Christopher Bell.
A little bit of tire spin from Hosovar. He's got it going now, but he'll lose the second position to Joey Logano as he goes by those Spire Racing teammates.
Larson pops John Hunter Nemechek in the back bumper hard at the exit of turn two. They got bottled up behind Carson Hosovar, who is a rolling roadblock right now.
He's in the middle of three wide in turn number one. Everybody so far high and low going around him. Let's see if he can continue that. He's going all the way to the back.
Hosovar blocking traffic all the way through the pack as they race back to the line. It's Christopher Bell and Joey Logano. They've gotten away a little bit from John Hunter.
Logano hasn't shown us much at all this afternoon, but he's all over the back bumper of Christopher Bell, and those two are going at it.
Here's Bell going up mid lane in turn four. They now move across the start-finish line. It is going to be eight laps to go here in stage two.
John Hunter Nemechek able to maintain pace. Logano gets into the left rear quarter panel. Bell gets him sideways, but allows him to gather the car in, and they're nose to tail.
That was about as subtle as a sledgehammer there for Logano trying to move Bell out of the way. He gets a nose underneath Christopher Bell as they roll back into one. Can he make the pass?
I don't know. Side by side off turn two. Bell pinches him down, and they bang doors exiting the second corner.
As they work their way through turn number four, Bell on the outside, Logano on the bottom. As they get to the stripe, Logano has a slight lead on the inside.
You know, there's a stage win and a playoff point at stake here. Let's see what happens. Bell is obviously not happy with Logano, but he almost gets into the outside wall trying to rough up Joey.
Joey Logano wants that playoff point, the kind of season he's gotten off to. If he could get that, that'd be a big win for him. He pulls away from Bell.
Coming hard on the outside is Bell's teammate, Ty Gibbs. He'll now take the second position away and set his sights on Logano.
Ty Gibbs, who won the opening stage, trying to win the second one as well. It's Logano to the stripe. Four to go in stage number two.
And cue the Jaws music, because here comes Keselowski. He'll work to the outside of Bell. From leading this race to fourth, and shortly fifth, as John Hunter Nemechek flashes by on the outside.
Three laps to go here in stage two. Logano leads. Ty Gibbs is within a car length, and then it's Keselowski hanging on to third.
Well, let's see among these top five. They've separated themselves from the sixth-place car of Truex. Just a couple of car lengths between race leader Logano and second-running Gibbs.
As they work through turns three and four, easing to the outside, Gibbs trying to challenge for the top spot. Logano tries to pinch him off. Can't do it. We've got two to go in stage two.
Ty Gibbs very aggressively into turn one. Will he have the same kind of exit off two? Yes, Joey Logano just a bit of a wiggle. New race leader Gibbs.
Ty Gibbs takes the lead away from Joey Logano. Now Keselowski putting on the heat with Logano with one to go here in stage two.
On the main straightaway, Logano pushed Keselowski almost up into the outside wall, but looks like Brad will not be denied. They'll race for the second spot.
As they work out of turn number four, Ty Gibbs won stage one. He'll do it again in stage number two as he takes the green and white checkered flag. Brad Keselowski will finish stage two in the second spot. Joey Logano third, John Hunter Nemechek fourth, Fifth, Christopher Bell. Sixth is Martin Truex Jr. Denny Hamlin, seventh. Eighth, Kyle Larson. Bubba Wallace, ninth. Also getting a point here in stage number two, Ryan Preece.
Stage number two break brings out our seventh yellow flag of the day here in the Food City 500.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Hey racing fans, William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. I'm excited to tell you that Liberty is giving away $74,000 in scholarships. Winners can study online like I'm doing or at Liberty's beautiful campus in Virginia. Get your future on track today. Learn more about Liberty University's $74,000 scholarship giveaway at liberty.edu/24. Again, that's liberty.edu/24.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Today's Xfinity fastest lap goes to Martin Truex Jr., 122.850, but that was on lap two. They've all slowed down since then. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and a connection that you can rely on. NASCAR stream from the best seat in the house with Xfinity because it's only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com. From the Food City 500 here at Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle. We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need parts to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. We'll take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks lay eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We're under the stage two caution break here, Mark, and I am curious, a lot of teams pitted right before this break. Do you come back in again, or is this an opportunity to maybe gain some real estate? Which is more important?
You could go either way, but maybe some of the teams, Doug, that's why they switched off to scuffs, knowing they were going to come back pretty quickly at the end of the stage. We'll see if that's part of their strategy as well. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Mark. That's why a lot of them switched to scuffs, knowing that they're going to come back in pretty quickly. Matter of fact, Martin Truex Jr. is not happy that they switched to scuffs. He feels like they would have been better off going with regular tires. James Small, his crew chief, said, well, they're only giving us one set of tires so far. And Truex is convinced that they're going to give him more than one set of tires, so we'll see how that plays out. I don't know if Truex has, you know, a great ESP to NASCAR or not, but we'll see how that works out, Brad Gilley.
The stickers versus scuff debate was going on between Brad Keselowski and crew chief Matt McCall. Brad wants sticker tires. He says, I think we're going to slow down the pace again. We're probably going to get a 75-lap run. I want to have some sticker tires. Matt McCall was saying that, you know what, though? Here's one thing to consider, because they do have one set of scuffs and four sets of tires here in their pit box, is that because those scuff tires have been through a heat cycle, that they might actually wear longer. They want to save those. Wendy Venturini.
All right, looks like NASCAR is going to open up pit road, and the green light does come on, and let's see how many takers, and it's Brad Gilley and Mark both said they took those scuffs last time around, get a short run out of them, and we'll see how many people want to come on to pit road and get fresh Goodyears. They are led once again by Ty Gibbs. Let's go on the backstretch to Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano in third actually is going to get scuff tires because they took stickers last time. So Paul Wolf making that decision. Also, we will watch Ty Gibbs took stickers last time. And it is going to be an two-tire stop for Joey Logano. No, four-tire stop for those scuffed tires for Joey Logano. Also on pit road, Kyle Larson with four fresh tires as well. Those are stickers for Kyle Larson. Brad Gilley.
Here comes the teams on the front stretch. Brad Keselowski eases into his pit box right in front of him. It's John Hunter Nemechek. Both of those teams going four sticker tires. Denny Hamlin on pit road as well. Crew goes to the left side of his Toyota. Four sets of sticker or four sticker tires for him. And they top him off with Sunoco. Brad Keselowski pulling out of his pit box. Had to drive around John Hunter Nemechek. Got hit by his teammate, Austin Cindric, who is now in his pit box. Brett McMillan.
And it was a four-tire change for Martin Truex Jr. putting stickers back on. But he also had a bit of a challenge trying to get out of his pit box as A.J. Allmendinger was kind of sticking out just a little bit further than you would like him.
So Ty Gibbs, first one in, first one off, followed by Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, and up eight spots coming off pit lane, Todd Gilliland.
So the field will reset when they come back around. We still got cars that were a lap down that have to make their pit stops.
Austin Dillon, by the way, got the free pass. He is back on the lead lap, making his pit stop now with his RCR team. And you can see Keselowski barely getting out, but boy, does Austin Cindric hit him hard right in that right front tire just as Keselowski was turning. You don't want to get hit in that right front, but you especially don't want to get hit when the wheels turn.
I mean, he got smacked. We'll see if that caused any lasting effects there to Brad Keselowski. Over to Brett McMillan.
You know, we talk about how the track has not been taking on rubber. Down here in the pits, what's coming off the tires when they change tires out here is unlike anything I've ever seen before. The best way to describe it is if you've seen a pouch of tobacco, that's what it looks like. And I've never seen anything like that before. Usually, you know, you see rubber pellets or bigger pieces of rubber, but this looks like what you would see if you opened a pouch of tobacco, and that's highly unusual.
So at this point, again, Ty Gibbs has won the opening two stages, his first two stage wins in 2024, and he now will try to do what Kyle Larson did when we broadcast the Las Vegas race, win the first two stages, go on and get the win as well. Let's go back down now to Brad Gilley.
Give you an update on Brad Keselowski, hit by his teammate Austin Cindric, and this is as Brad was trying to drive around John Hunter Nemechek in front of him, and Cindric was coming into his pit box. Right now they have a set of tow plates out, just in case it knocked the car out of tow. He was asked by his crew chief, Matt McCall, if his wheel felt any different. Brad said, really, it doesn't right now. If it does, maybe it's slightly, but I don't really notice it. They're prepared in case he needs to come in. To further that, then Brad was trying to correct the problem. He asked Matt McCall, did I just pit too far into my pit box? And they said, yes, you did. So part of that, Brad is taking on him for pitting too far into his pit box. And part of it's just circumstances with a lot of cars on pit road at one time.
Well, you still have a lot of cars on the lead lap here right now. 31 cars on the lead lap out of the 36 started this race, and only one car is being listed out, and that is Zane Smith being shown as the 36th car.
Doug, we're at 15 leaders, 39 lead changes, the record 40, and we still got 240 laps to go. I think the record is going down in flames. Now, Lee Spencer gave us that little tidbit, right?
Saw her push that out on Twitter a minute ago. Let's give you our Ream leaderboard. Ty Gibbs is the race leader. Joey Logano is second, third. Martin Truex Jr. Christopher Bell is fourth. Todd Gilliland fifth. John Hunter Nemechek sixth. Seventh to Brad Keselowski. Eighth is Ross Chastain. Bubba Wallace is ninth. And tenth, Kyle Larson.
Then in the 11th, it's Ryan Preece. Josh Berry 12th. 13th is going to be Harrison Burton. Eric Jones 14th. 15th, Denny Hamlin. Kaz Grala 16th. 17th, Alex Bowman. Chase Elliott 18th. 19th, Daniel Hemric. Justin Haley in 20th.
21st will be Daniel Suarez. 22nd, Michael McDowell. Ryan Blaney is 23rd. 24th, Chris Buescher. Austin Dillon 25th. 26th, Corey LaJoie. A.J. Allmendinger 27th. 28th, Carson Hocevar. 29th, Austin Cindric. Chase Briscoe is 30th.
And then in 31st, Kyle Busch, he is behind the pace car. He's going to use the wave around to get back on the tail end of the lead lap. Minus one, Noah Gregson in 32nd. Minus two in 33rd, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Minus three, Tyler Reddick, 34th. 35th is going to be William Byron, minus six. The only driver right now that's a DNF in the Food City 500, Zane Smith. He'll get credit today for 36th.
That leaderboard update presented to you by Ream. Visit Ream.com to find a contractor near you. Rheem, provider of new degree of comfort and a proud sponsor of Christopher Bell, of course, in the number 20 Toyota as they continue to circle the field here. And, Mark, we didn't put it out. NASCAR put out the flag at lap 250. It is lap 262, so they have cruised around for a dozen laps here. I think just trying to milk a little bit more mileage out of these race cars.
I think they have to, Doug, to play it safe. Now they have signaled the cars that were behind the pace car to use the wave around. I mentioned Kyle Busch in that group. Doug, Ty Gibbs has gotten the year off to a great start, finished 17th in the 500, 10th at Atlanta, 5th in Vegas, 3rd at Phoenix, led 57 laps last week. So Ty Gibbs has been inching his way towards perhaps his first Cup Series victory this today, his 56th Cup start.
We've been watching the Goodyear Tire Busters get the tires out of the Goodyear Tire Building here, and they've been stacking them up in stacks of four, and NASCAR just now relaxed them. And, Mark, it's like rush hour at the buffet here because everybody's over there with their little tire carriers hustling their four tires back.
Some of the hardest workers we have at the racetrack, Doug, on a race weekend are the Goodyear Tire Busters, but they're not usually this busy during the race.
Time to go racing again here. It will be lap 234 when they come back to the line. That means we will have 237 laps remaining. Front row, Martin Truex Jr. to his outside, Ty Gibbs. The second row is going to be Christopher Bell. He'll be flanked by Joey Logano to his outside. Green flag is in the air, and it is going to be Ty Gibbs getting a nice jump on the field.
As has been the case most of the afternoon, outside lane works to perfection for Ty Gibbs. Truex settles in second. And their teammate, Christopher Bell, third.
Chase Briscoe had to go to the tail end of the field for a tire that got away from his pit crew. Here's Gibbs again leading them across the stripe, 235 laps to go.
And the guy immediately going to the outside of the racetrack in 3 and 4 the last time, Brad Keselowski. He's moved up to the sixth position as Gibbs stretches it out over Truex.
Gibbs leads Truex, then it's going to be Bell, Logano, John Hunter, Nemechek, Keselowski. Keselowski getting a little heat here from Todd Gilliland.
Single file among the top six, finally into the top 10 for the first time today is Ross Chastain, now showing a little bit of aggression on the back bumper of Keselowski.
So to Keselowski's outside, it's Todd Gilliland banging on his back bumper, Ross Chastain. Now Kyle Larson will join that party.
Larson will draw even with Chastain as they fight for the ninth position off turn number two, and it is still a dead heat into three.
It really gets heated back there about John Hunter Nemechek in the fifth spot. Coming to his outside, it's going to be Gilliland. Then it's Keselowski, Larson, and Chastain is up in the top 10 for the first time.
Yeah, he's trying to get on the back bumper of Keselowski and get Keselowski to put the same pressure on Nemechek in front of him.
Remember, Chastain started dead last in 36th. He's up 27 spots as he pressures Keselowski and Larson in turn one.
He's just been quietly staying out of trouble, maybe saving the best for the last. Meanwhile, up front, Ty Gibbs still two car lengths ahead of Martin Truex Jr.
Ty Gibbs on the point right now, and it's Truex next in line, four car lengths back to Bell. 10 back to Logano. The battle is going to be behind them with Nemechek and Gilliland.
Well, Todd Gilliland doesn't seem too worried about tire wear as he's working very hard to get around John Hunter Nemechek as that pair sits on the back of the machine of Logano.
So three Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas out front. Again, last week they set a little bit of NASCAR history. All four of those drivers for the first time leading 50 or more laps. That has never happened with a four-car team before. Now again, Gibbs in turn three. Truex in his tire tracks right down on the black part of the turns where the resin is, and they're back to one.
And Todd Gilliland just took the fourth position away from Joey Logano. Logano appears to be just going easily right now. John Hunter Nemechek right behind him, followed by Larson and Keselowski.
Watching Denny Hamlin, he's on back in the pack a little bit. He's riding 12th right now. Mark, he's trying to make that outside work, pick up some real estate here.
And now here's Gregson to his inside, door-to-door there. Behind him also door-to-door. Bubba Wallace inside, Hamlin on the outside.
Bubba Wallace worked to the bottom of Denny Hamlin, but no place for him to go as Josh Berry sits right in his gun sights.
Josh Berry having a nice run here today. Right now he hangs on to the 10th spot. Meanwhile, up front, it's still going to be Ty Gibbs. He has been a predominant player in today's race. At this juncture, he has led 58 to Hamlin's 57. He'll lead this one here, Rob.
Ty Gibbs qualified mid-pack, Doug, but once he got going, he came to the front and he stayed, like you say, pretty much up there. Three car lengths now, his lead over Truex.
Watching now, a bit of a traffic jam. Joey Logano running in the sixth spot, has Larson to his outside. Right behind him is Brad Keselowski. And now here's Hamlin now digging hard on the top of the racetrack.
This looks like Joey Logano is riding. He's not working really hard. Doesn't look like the car's out of shape. Trying to reserve tires. Now he's in jeopardy of losing another spot to Keselowski.
And watching Keselowski, remember his car got hit by Austin Cindric in that right front wheel well. Mark Guerra doesn't look like it caused it too much of a problem. He's still running well.
That is a big break for Keselowski, and you and I both saw the replay. I mean, he didn't just get bumped. That front tire got hit. So that's good news for Brad Keselowski, trying to end a 102-race losing drought. The last man to win in the spring here at Bristol back in 2020, Brad Keselowski.
Keselowski now over in turn two, and they've kind of settled down. The front eight or nine are all running single file, and Mark, it's like they've collectively agreed, we're going to be calm for a while. We know we've got this tire situation. We can't go on extremely long or extremely fast runs, so everybody is doing their best, as what we heard earlier from Randall Burnett. Manage your tires.
It's interesting to see how the leader gradually backs it down. 17 seconds, the last lap for leader Ty Gibbs. He and Truex are out front, have a little bit of space back to Christopher Bell. But again, Doug, they're easing the lap times ever so slightly down, again, to save those right side tires.
We are past halfway, 281 when they cross the stripe. This time, this race is 500 laps long. Denny Hamlin's still trying to make up some ground, Rob.
He is, and right in front of him, Kyle Larson's turned up the wick just a bit as he went to the outside of Todd Gilliland, and now Hamlin will try to accomplish the same thing.
Joey Logano keeps sliding through the field. He's now fallen back to 13th. Kaz Grala goes around him, so now drop him back to 15th as Chris Buescher now tries to go around him.
You kind of have to wonder at this point, is this intentional by Joey Logano? The car doesn't seem to be out of shape, but he is steadily dropping positions.
283 laps on the board. The top five read like this: Ty Gibbs, Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, John Hunter Nemechek, and Kyle Larson.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Three Joe Gibbs Toyotas lead the way here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Martin Truex Jr. is the race leader. He took that away from Ty Gibbs. Gibbs has slid back to third. Meanwhile, in second is Christopher Bell. 213 laps to go. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Martin Truex Jr. is out front for the fifth time this afternoon. We've now had 15 liters for 40 lead changes. That ties the record. I think we're going to break it here before too long because we have still 207 laps to go in the Food City 500. Mark Garrell with Doug Rice, Raul Ballbright in turns 1 and 2. Our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Brad Keselowski, and Brett McMillan.
And for the first time today, it's kind of calmed down a little bit. You got these three Joe Gibbs Toyotas leading the way, Truex, Bell next in line is Ty Gibbs, and then the interloper in there is John Hunter Nemechek, but that is another Toyota, so the front four are all Toyotas.
And Doug, they're all on the bottom, and we look at the speed rundown, the top 10 cars all running 17 to 17.1 seconds. They're settling in a little bit to try to get some laps in.
And Rob, I can see it here in a few laps that it might be all four of the Joe Gibbs Toyotas on the point.
Yeah, because Denny Hamlin is just going around the outside of Kyle Larson to put his Chevrolet back into the sixth position. Now, all five of the top running cars are Toyotas, four of the five from Joe Gibbs Racing.
So Ty Gibbs has led the race seven times for 68 laps. Denny Hamlin six times for 57, Truex five times for 30, Christopher Bell twice for 28 laps. So just as it was last week at Phoenix, all four of the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas have spent time with the lead in this Food City 500.
We need to pause 10 seconds now for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to Bristol. 201 laps remain here in the Food City 500. I'm Doug Rice with Mark Garrow. Out in the turns, it's Rob Albright on pit road. It's Brad Gilly, it's going to be Brett McMillan and Wendy Venturini. And our top five read like this: Martin Truex Jr., Christopher